Blog Talk Radio.
How much do you really know about your insurance company? Have you ever had to file an insurance claim? Are you able to follow the process? How do they treat you? Are your benefits received in a timely manner? Do you understand the insurance policy? Do you know if your employer is actually self-insured, meaning they are not only your employer, but your insurance company? How do you identify good faith practice insurance companies versus those with a history of bad faith behaviors? Some employers are also known for not paying out their claims. Every year, many customers search for the best insurance rates in an attempt to keep their rates low. For the opportunity to find insurance companies that are known for their good faith practices of protecting injured or sick policyholders as part of their fiduciary responsibilities. Let's talk about you and good faith insurance practices today here on Estra's Radio Show. Welcome and thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. This April 20th, 2013, this is your car accident talk radio show, sharing information and concerns that help you. Hi, I'm Estra, your host. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. On this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, or coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. Dial 718-766-4385. Again, that number is 718-766-4385 to participate in today's broadcast. Someone injured just like you may need to hear your good faith insurance practices company story. Dial 718-766-4385. Again, that number is 718-766-4385 to participate in today's broadcast. Someone injured just like you may need to hear your story of good faith insurance practices. But first, our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the articles. From time to time, I'll be stopping and taking a moment to comment on a section. Our first personal in the news this week comes from ComoNews.com, and the title of the article is Police Pursuit Ends in Fiery Head-On Crash. Quote, and this is actually in Seattle. Quote, a Tuesday night police chase ended in a violent head-on crash and fire in Boulevard Park neighborhood. A King County Sheriff's deputy first spotted a reckless driver at about 9:15 p.m. on northbound Des Moines Memorial Drive South, according to King County Sheriff's spokesman Cindy West. When the driver refused to pull over, the deputy gave chase. The pursuit ended when the reckless driver crossed into oncoming traffic and slammed head-on into another car in the 9600 block of Des Moines Memorial Drive South, according to West. The reckless driver car burst into flames after the crash. Oh, boy. A woman in the passenger seat was able to get out of the car on her own, but deputies had to pull the male driver from the flaming wreckage. Two dogs inside the car were killed in the fire. Those two people were rushed to Harborview Medical Center with serious injuries, West said. The other driver, an adult man, was also injured, but his injuries aren't life-threatening. The county's major accident response and reconstruction team is investigating the crash. West said it's too early to tell if drugs or alcohol played a role in the crash, end quote. You know, it only takes a split second for life to change, and this change that cannot be taken back. And in my opinion, too many people are taking what they see on the big screen to heart and trying to outrun the law. Stop trying to outrun it and choose to stand and change it if you disagree. In communities where law enforcement has a bad reputation of treating people unfairly, like in some minority communities, this might be difficult, but worth taking on as an issue. Also, be willing to take responsibility for your actions. Make the days of passing the buck over, making society a better place for everyone. May they all have a speedy recovery and all parties deal with each other in good faith. Our second personal injury news comes from abclocal.go.com. And the title of this article is Two Children Injured in Car Accident in San Francisco's Tenderloin Neighborhood. And it's by Kira Clapper. Quote, and this is, yeah, it's in San Francisco, I guess it says it in the title. Quote, two children were injured in a two-car crash in San Francisco's Tenderloin neighborhood, and two others are okay. The accident occurred at Ellis and Larkin Street at 7:30 a.m. Police are still looking into exactly what happened. They're getting conflicting accounts from the people in both cars. I have to stop for just a minute, because from what I've been reviewing, it seems like this is happening more and more, and I'm not sure if it's because of two different perspectives on the same situation or if people are just not being forthright. When we don't come out and say things as they are and just put our own self-interest at heart, our society is really going in the wrong way, in my opinion. When we start doing that, then we start disrespecting ourselves and we disrespect other people. And there's, in my opinion, nothing good comes from disrespecting either one. I'm going to go back into the article now. Excuse me. Quote, one witness told ABC 7 News that he saw one car run a red light and the other car sideswipe it. The Hyundai is the car a witness says ran the red light. The Mercedes with the two adults and four children inside reportedly had the right-of-way. After the crash, the children in the Mercedes were taken to a local hospital. A witness says that one of the children was bleeding from the mouth. Police say the man and the woman in the Hyundai tried to escape by loading their stuff into a cab. There was a witness who saw these people loading property from the Hyundai, the vehicle on my left, into the back of a cab, Sergeant William Bush said. They were trying to load the cab up, and an officer that was driving an unmarked car cut them off, which is a good thing. So I said, run on, men. You know, save our city, save our neighborhoods, witness Brian Witten said. Both suspects were in the Hyundai have been detained until police can figure out what happened. Police say they're going to try to get surveillance footage from this corner to help them piece together answers as their investigation continues, end quote. You know, sadly, children are injured in car accidents too. And in my opinion, it's a scary realization that kids have been hurt. In fact, just being in a car accident many times places people in shock, and particularly because it's so unexpected. Let's hope more detailed information is discerned for the children's sake. It's really important to think about more than just one's own skin. As a part of a community, it's up to all of us to treat each other with respect and dignity. Next time, it may be you who requires the help. And our third and last personal injury news from this week comes from the White House. And with such a week where both Boston with the marathon bombing and in West Texas with the explosion at the fertilizer plant, it's important to recognize these tragedies. Here's a short recap from President Obama.
Good afternoon, everybody. Earlier today, I was briefed by my Homeland Security team on the events in Boston. We're continuing to monitor and respond to the situation as it unfolds, and I've directed the full resources of the federal government to help state and local authorities protect our people, increase security around the United States as necessary, and investigate what happened. The American people will say a prayer for Boston tonight, and Michelle and I send our deepest thoughts and prayers to the families of the victims in the wake of this senseless loss. We don't yet have all the answers, but we do know that multiple people have been wounded, some gravely, in explosions at the Boston Marathon. I've also spoken with Governor Patrick and Mayor Menino and made it clear that they have every single federal resource necessary to care for the victims and counsel the families. And above all, I made clear to them that all Americans stand with the people of Boston. Boston police, firefighters, and first responders, as well as the National Guard, responded heroically. It's a reminder that so many Americans serve and sacrifice on our behalf every single day, without regard to their own safety, in dangerous and difficult circumstances. And we salute all those who assisted in responding so quickly and professionally to this tragedy. Make no mistake, we will get to the bottom of this, and we will find out who did this. We'll find out why they did this. Any responsible individuals, any responsible groups will feel the full weight of justice. But I just want to reiterate, we will find out who did this, and we will hold them accountable. Thank you very much.
This week has been an example of one never knowing what will happen in your life or country. But these two examples demonstrate how people working together and caring for each other make a difference. If we could carry this over to other areas of society, the respect and dignity that prevail could improve the quality of everyday living. People before profits really does matter. Thank you for being a part of today's show. Now for my commentary on you and Good Faith Practice Insurance Companies. Every year, people search for the best insurance rates, seeking to find the best ways to keep their interest rates or their insurance rates low. This is also a good time to screen for those insurance companies that are known for their good faith practices of protecting injured or sick policyholders. Remember to keep this in mind when also selecting an employer in case they are also your insurance company, because it is also important that they are paying out their claims. When placing your life or the future in the hands of an insurance company of any type, in my opinion, it's important to know their past history and the treatment of their policyholders. Do investors come first, or do policyholders? Is there a threshold dollar amount where instead of operating on your behalf, they begin becoming concerned with their bottom line? How will their actions impact your ability to survive on a daily basis? And will you be in any condition to take on any additional physical or emotional stress due to dealing with the demands of an insurance carrier? Do they bow completely to a computerized model to handle their claims, or do they have more emphasis on a good faith model with human interaction? From my perspective, this is a major reason to investigate your insurance company before signing up for their services. Are you only thinking about the insurance advertisement seen on TV, online, radio, or other public outlets? Are their ads matching up to their actions? Are you as safe and secure as the advertisement portrays? Before placing your signature on that bottom line, make sure that you ask a few questions from them. In fact, review a copy of what their policy is for content, clauses, and how much is written on their behalf instead of yours. And discuss with them in detail before signing. Realize reading before leaping into a contract in this situation may be the difference between surviving a bad accident and losing most of what you've accomplished up to this point. Take your time and read the contract carefully in order to make a decision which best suits your family and your personal needs. A good faith practicing insurance company, in my opinion, is worth their weight in platinum. The suffering they can eliminate in your life can be significant and impact physical recovery and allow some balance until family structure can again be stabilized. When there is a safety net you can depend on to respond quickly in order to provide the care you or family members need, from my perspective, it makes a difference in the quality of your life after any traumatic event. By choosing an organization that values the human condition and the impact of tragedy on life means that they are living up to their end of their contract with you. They may deal to protect you in a case of catastrophic event, such as their insured is involved in a collision, protecting your interests while processing your claim where it is your fault or the other driver's. By consumers uniting to move business, their business, to insurance carriers and working for employers who have a reputation for treating their injured and sick fairly, a strong message is sent that the status quo will no longer be accepted from those who practice bad faith. From my point of view, too many claims are currently ignored, downplayed, or dismissed the needs of the insureds. Don't let this be you in your time of need. Seek out good faith companies which keep you informed every step of the way, that share with you their findings and how they are handling your claim. They realize you are not just a claim number, but a human being with urgent needs and require immediate attention. They seek out ways to help you get back on your feet and reduce their costs, not attempts to withhold their care causing greater problems for you to address. If you search on good faith practices of insurance companies, there will be few articles listed. Sadly, if you do another search on bad faith practices, you will find too many. Why is this? If counting up the responses for satisfied versus dissatisfied companies under these categories, it's definitely not at the standard ratio levels. It takes respecting yourself and others to turn these numbers around, from my point of view. In fact, from my perspective, if any insurance carrier or self-insured employer wants to improve the levels of satisfactions among insureds, one goal would be to develop a model that generates an interest to discuss how they handle claims in a way that uplifts their insurer from their car accident plight, and develop a balance of articles written about their good faith via actions and deeds that demonstrate the industry's willingness to perform their fiduciary responsibilities at levels which far exceed the vast number of bad faith ones, making not just an ad that says they care, but be based on customers that stand behind them that say they do. Check your state's insurance commissioner's websites for complaints. How difficult is it for people to respect each other? Personally, I believe it begins with having pride and respect in one's own actions and behaviors, realizing that one day you will be at the mercy of others and will need them to resolve issues with integrity. In my opinion, something has been lost in relationship, causing suffering and financial loss on the side of the insurer and the insured. This breakdown and lack of consideration may be advantageous in the short term, but with long-term consequences, insurance and employer reputations may fall, along with the hopes of the insureds, and in my opinion, leaving trails of litigation and suffering. Let's hope that both sides can one day find their way back to a level where resolutions are found. In my opinion, what is good faith? In a single word, it's respect. In two words, it's respect and integrity. And lastly, in three words, it's respect, integrity, and responsibility. From my point of view, instead of using a computerized model and subjecting insureds to decisions made with less compassion and little human wisdom, create a good faith plan that remembers the reason why a company is in business and who they are paid to protect. Again, comments on the articles reviewed today are my opinions and have no associations with the writers of them. From time to time, I'll be stopping to make a comment on a section. Our first actually is more of a website information on insurance, and it's actually from Washington State Commissioner Mike Kreider's website, and I thought it was great because of his comments about auto insurance companies. So I'm going to read it here to you. It's quote, "Auto insurance is one of the most personal kinds of insurance we purchase. Yet my office receives more complaints about auto insurance than any other type of coverage. While we are able to solve many of those problems, complaints too often involve discrepancies between what the consumer thought they were buying and the actual coverage received. This guide will help you to understand how auto insurance works and what coverage is right for you. The Office of the Insurance Commissioner, which is OIC, publishes additional guides, fact sheets, and other information to educate and assist consumers. All are available on the website of www.insurance.wa.gov under Types of Insurance. Also, if you need help with an insurance problem or want to file a complaint, call the insurance consumer. Now, this is for Washington State. It's 1-800-562-6900. And he says, we're here to help you, end quote. I went out there and I took a look at the information, and I thought it was one of the best guides that I've actually seen out there so far. I always go out and take a look at different states' guides, and primarily, a lot of the information that consumers need are similar for each state, so don't hesitate to look at different states and grasp a bit more information about auto insurance policies and also auto insurance companies, and particularly looking for good faith practice insurance companies. So make sure that you go out on our Facebook. Remember to like us at Estra's Blog Tips. And take a look at the guide that he has out there, because it's one of the best ones that, like I said, that I've come across. The next article I want to talk about is from ehow.com, and it has how to select car insurance. And it just gives like 10 suggestions for that. So I want to go ahead and list those. Quote, it says, call at least 3 agents to ask for pricing. It says, ask for proposals in writing, which I think is just fantastic. Make sure you plan on sufficient liability coverage to protect your assets. And that's really important today. And also, it's kind of a balance because you have to, this is me interjecting here, because you have to balance being able to cover your assets and being able to afford the coverage. So sometimes you have to play with, you know, balancing what that's going to be for you. Consider whether you need secondary coverage like emergency road service and rental reimbursement. Tell the agent if your car is mortgaged or leased. Make certain the agent inspects your car and verifies the odometer reading and vehicle identification number. Know the value of your car. Consider dropping collision and comprehensive coverage if your car has lost most of its value. This is really important because, this is me interjecting here, this is really important because you don't want to be actually paying more than what the value of your car is worth, because if you get into a collision you're not going to get that percentage. You're going to get a lot less. They're not going to pay you more or reimburse you more for a car that's only valued at $1,000, although you might be paying an insurance rate that's, you know, it's up to $5,000 in coverage. So you just have to make sure that you don't get complacent and not pay attention to what's really going on as far as the values in the marketplace for cars. Choose the highest deductible possible if such coverage is necessary. And I need to say, stop here for a second. These are all my opinions here. I mean, the ones I'm saying are my opinions. In my opinion, when you choose the highest deductible, you have the lowest monthly premiums. But you have to make sure that if you do get into a collision, that you are able to afford paying that deductible. So if you're in a situation where it's actually you end up paying a lower deductible, you can actually take that extra money that you would pay to them and set it in an account aside to be able to cover an unforeseen accident that might come up if you need to do it that way. So there's a lot of different things to do. The main thing is to know that you have options. And the last one, number 10 here, is ask about discounts for age, good driving history, or insuring multiple vehicles with the same company. And again, just like our first article, you can find the links out on Facebook at Estra's Blog Tips. And we're going to talk about a couple more real quickly, if I can squeeze them in here. It's from Edmunds.com, and the title of their article is How to Choose the Right Insurance Company. And it's written by Aaron Riches, senior editor. And actually, these last two articles are pretty long, so I'm not going to actually read them out to you. I'm just going to do some highlighting. But I strongly recommend you go out and take a look at these links because they've got a lot of great information in them. So, talks about visiting your state's Department of Insurance website, and that's like the insurance commissioner that I actually talked about earlier. The next thing it talks about is find out which insurer's body shops are recommended. So you want to make sure that, I guess I'll read the next sentence. One of the best ways to identify reliable insurers, according to Howard, is to contact local body shops that you trust and ask for their recommendations. Body shop managers have a unique perspective to offer. Since they regularly interact with insurance adjusters, they know which companies have the smoothest claim processes, which affects how quickly the work can be completed on a damaged vehicle. And they know the companies, and they know which companies are pushing aftermarket parts in lieu of genuine original equipment manufacturing parts. Those are OEM parts, is what they call, to cut costs. You know, that's a great idea, and I hadn't actually thought about that, because not only are you then knowing the insurance companies that you'd be interested in working with, but you've also, if something happens, you know that you will be comfortable in taking your car to that shop. So that's, to me, that's a great idea. The number three things they're asking for or talking about in this article is to check the J.D. Power ratings. And quote, it says, J.D. Power and Associates collects data from individual policyholders nationwide and rates them according to coverage, options, price, claims handling, satisfactions with company representatives, and the overall experience. So that's a great one. Number four says, consider insurer's financial strength rating. And we're talking about insurance companies here. And it says AM Best or Standard & Poor's ratings is a place that you can actually take a look for those. So it has a lot of great things that you can actually do to make sure that you get off on the right foot with your insurance company and find an insurance company that has a history of good faith practices with their insurance. Okay, we're going to do one more here, last but not least. It is from Investopedia.com, and it talks about Beginner's Guide to Auto Insurance. Quote, it says, insurance is one of life's odd purchases. We all buy it, and then afterwards, we all pray that it was not a waste of money, Quote, insurance is one of life's odd purchases. We all buy it, and then afterwards, we all pray that it was a waste of money and that we will never need to use it. But accidents do happen, and when they do, your insurance is what keeps our finances sound and safe. And that's an end quote. I mean, I agree with what that. I agree with that paragraph completely. It's never. You never know how much you need an insurance company until you really need one. And they have an introduction and a tutorial out there. And another couple of things they say in here. It says factors to consider before buying auto insurance. Let's see what they have to say. Personal injury or personal liability. Goes over that for you with you. Uninsured drivers. Talks a little bit about that. Major accidents. A little bit about that. Getting stranded. Deductibles versus premiums, quality and age of your vehicle, driving experience. So there's a lot in this article that you can actually glean in being able to help to make good decisions. Because in my opinion, part of being able to find a good faith insurance company is knowing a little bit about not only what you want, what you need, how you want to fit with your current situation. So if you know what your needs are or you know what the expectations are, then it's, in my opinion, more difficult for you to find a company that will not actually be in your best interest. Unfortunately, sometimes it's really hard to tell, but the only thing one can do is to do your best and hope that they'll also treat you with the same respect that you're treating them. That's it for my show today. I have enjoyed being with you. Let's meet back here next Saturday so we can continue our conversation. Remember to like us on Esther's Blog Tips on Facebook. Also, we have out there to rate your auto insurance company claim process now. So right now, go out to SurveyMonkey.com/S/T9GVX2F and click on the link and let us know how you feel your insurance company's claim process is treating you, and particularly if you've been in an accident. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity and Internet.org and Force M, Richard Kleiderman, Al Hurt, Alexander Blue, Ace Cannon, Alexander Blue, I guess we're going to give him two credits today, Louis Prima, and Hendry Machini, and to the articles which made our time more interesting today. Make sure to visit their websites and tune in on Saturday again at 11 a.m. for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen. Where you can just be yourself. Have a great weekend. It's really up to you. And today we have additional extra music that you can just relax and listen to for the remaining part of the show. Thank you. the information contained on Talking About You with Esther is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Esther's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Esther is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.